Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, Swifties all over the world are ablaze with speculation that Taylor Swift may be about to celebrate her nuptials in Madison Square Garden in New York, though that even that's not 100% confirmed. Where's the line between Taylor the human being and Taylor the brand? Lorraine Carter is brand expert with Persona Design. Good afternoon, Lorraine.
Good afternoon, Sean. Lovely to speak with you.
Is she getting married? Do we even know that?
Well, the last I checked, there was nothing confirmed, but boy, is she building a physical fairy tale castle and bringing the literal tropes of her early songwriting to life.
Yeah.
It really provides the ultimate narrative payoff for fans who've invested in her personal life for decades.
Okay, so has this anything, do you suspect that there may be a separate Taylor Swift, you know, in there somewhere that we don't know anything about?
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift, she has her public persona and, of course, she has her personal. And she's also a really smart businesswoman. You're not going to be as successful as she is without being very, very smart. And she has to balance where, you know, there's pros and cons to that. So it's masterful in terms of she's a marketing maestro, and the eventualization potentially of the proximity of her possible wedding with, you know, Independence Day, apparently her favorite holiday. But there's also the risks of potential oversaturation or even possibility of perhaps a little bit of Swift fatigue, or, you know, the historical enchanting tale could be, if it's swung inappropriately, alienating because of the excessive opulence or wealth backlash. Or there just could simply be a level of cynicism if it's seen as highly commercializing and this becomes the launch pad for her next album. Because she's really balancing something pretty delicately here between the ultimate living out in reality of the fairy tale versus the commercialization and launch pad of the next big offering and the next big Swift-centric cultural moment.
As you say, so much of her personal life, or it seems so much of her personal life, has been the content of her songs and the devoted Swifties follow all that.
Now, yeah.
Because there's a lot of heartbreak and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of relatable. Yeah. Getting married in Madison Square Gardens, maybe not so much.
Definitely not. But I think, you know, it's also kind of the marriage of, excuse the pun, of two very coming together of two huge entities, one from, you know, the sports world. It's a pop cultural crossover in the ultimate location. And I think she is bridging that from a brand point of view and tying it into her legacy and into bringing people along into the next phase or journey of her life. But I also think, you know, she's a marketing maestro. So there's the hyper reality and tactics of where we're now living in an AI era. So traditionally, she would have relied more on publicists and formal statements and traditional media gatekeepers who manage the narrative. But now we're living in a world of deep fakes, generated internet noise, and all of that spiraling out very quickly. But you can't say, for example, AI generate New York Police Department and the level of security detail where most of the force is on duty. And then if you take fan engagement, she's done that on a micro scale of really high touch intimacy, inviting fans into her house and baking with them, and dropping literal crumbs and hints online. Whereas now this is kind of macro scale algorithmic, let's call it baiting. She's dropping physical breadcrumbs, but knowing that internet algorithms and fan communities will self-replicate the hype exponentially, she doesn't even have to spend a dime on PR.
Mm. Yeah,
and then, you know, narrative control is much more difficult. You know, historically, she's guarded her privacy fiercely. She's retreated from the public eye when she's needed to. And now she's leaning into that hyper reality. She's almost embracing the absurdity of the internet age. I mean, building a castle inside Madison Square Garden sounds rather like an AI generated prompt. So she's executing on it in real time and successfully in a kind of a bizarre what looks like, because none of us know until we see it. And then, of course, the location gives her huge control.
If we see it.
If we see it. But I think if we see it, it will be controlled and monetized at her behest.
Yes. Does she need it in the sense of, it's not like there are people out there going, who's Taylor Swift? Is there a point at which she reached saturation point?
There definitely is. But, you know, if you look at her historically, she's, I'd almost describe her as the grandmaster chess player. I think her moves are hyper-calculated. They're mapped out in advance, even perhaps years. It's not left to chance. This is no different in terms of she's balancing. I'm quite sure she's given this careful thought and balanced out the pros and cons. And she's controlling the narrative in the venue alone, because it's lock solid in terms of people can't get access. And then really, if we look at today and building a following, she's consistently reinvented herself. She's quite fluid, so she has a strong, robust personal brand and built her whole ecosystem and empire around that. But she has also evolved. And I think this is part of that evolution again, because the kind of controls she's had historically are very different now. And how she has to operate now is very different compared to where she would have done historically. So I think she's managing that quite cleverly. And even when she's had things go wrong historically, she's still managed to turn that around.
Yeah. Do you think she's also thought, because this so far, it's Taylor Swift's getting married. Doesn't matter who it's to. Travis Kelce's kind of absorbed into this. So has she thought ahead of, well, what happens if this goes wrong? Does this damage my brand? Is there a way of just gently expelling him in the future if the marriage doesn't work out and she retains her brand pretty much solidly?
I'm pretty sure that she has an extremely robust, solid team around her, and they have game planned every aspect of this and considered every aspect. If you are managing a brand the way she has, and she has her expert advisors around her, there's no way you'd enter into this without looking at all the different scenarios and risks. I mean, managing a brand is always about mitigating risk as well.
Mm.
So, of course, she would have had to. And then, yes, you have the synergy of two modern empires, and you've got that big crossover across the two culture scenarios. But clearly he's okay with that. Mm. Otherwise, we'd have seen a stronger dominance of his brand and personality coming to the floor.
Yeah. Okay. He's okay with it at the moment anyway.
How do we know? We're only guessing.
Yeah, she won't let him talk. Lorraine, thank you so much for that insight. That was Lorraine Carter there, brand expert with Persona Design. Someone says, a friend of mine is one of the personal security staff for Taylor Swift. He said she's an amazing baker, regularly brings them baked goods. He said she is sound, and Travis is sound too. Pieces of useless information for you. Not useless. Then again, she's paying his wages.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.